Today's Between Master and Disciples, The Path of Devotion, will be presented in German and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Aulaxis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech Slovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian,
Sinhalese,
Spanish and Thai. Deutschland ist Europas stärkste Wirtschaftsnation und diejenige mit der größten Bevölkerung. Es ist ein Land mit vielen Reichtümern. Es bietet den Charme großer Metropolen, kleiner Bilderbuchstädte, mittelalterlicher Schlösser und den Reichtum von Kunst und Kultur. In der klassischen Musik steht das Land an erster Stelle. Deutschland war unter anderem der Geburtsort von Beethoven, Bach, Brahms und Händel. Es hat auch eines der höchsten Niveaus weltweit in Bezug auf Ausbildung und technologische Entwicklung. Seit Ende des Zweiten Weltkriegs hat sich die Zahl der Jugendlichen, die Universitäten besuchen, mehr als verdreifacht. Und die Handelsschulen und technischen Schulen der Bundesrepublik Deutschland gehören zu den besten der Welt. Ein Beweis ihres technischen Könnens zeigt sich auch darin, dass die beiden Deutschen Karl Benz und Gottfried Daimler das erste Automobil mit Verbrennungsmotor entwickelt haben. 1926 wurden die beiden Firmen zum Daimler-Benz-Unternehmen zusammengeführt, heute als Mercedes-Benz bekannt. Um den Bürgern zu helfen, gibt es in Deutschland ein großzügiges soziales Wohlfahrtssystem, das für die allgemeine Gesundheitsfürsorge da ist, sowie Arbeitslosengeld und andere soziale Leistungen. Deutschlands gegenwärtige Bundeskanzlerin Angela Merkel ist die erste Frau sowie die erste Ostdeutsche und erste Wissenschaftlerin, die dieses Amt innehat. Weitere berühmte Deutsche sind unter anderem Albert Einstein, Steffi Graf und Heinrich Rudolf Hertz, um nur einige zu nennen. Obwohl sie in weltlichen Angelegenheiten erfolgreich sind, sind viele Deutsche auch sehr spirituell. Während ihrer Vortragsreise 1993 wurde die höchste Meisterin Qinghai von aufrichtigen Wahrheitssuchern eingeladen, dieses lebhafte Land zu besuchen und ihre Weisheit und Erkenntnisse über das Reich Gottes mit den Menschen zu teilen. Wir laden Sie nun ein, den folgenden Vortrag anzuschauen mit dem Titel »Der Pfad der Hingabe«, den die höchste Meisterin Qinghai im August 1995 in Hamburg in Deutschland gehalten hat.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Master, I wanted to ask you a question about a new job. I just started a new job, and it's in the agricultural field. So this company deals with plants, with grain.
Yeah.
Kind of worried because grains also have to do with the meat industry in our society. If that's too closely connected, then it might, you know, have
too heavy, bad
karma.
They feed the right. They have to eat as long as they live.
Okay.
So you're only feeding them. You're doing nothing wrong.
Thank
Whoever
you.
Kill them is not your responsibility.
Okay.
If you don't feed them, they die sooner.
Everything will trouble us. Everything. Yeah? Even the air we breathe.
Microbes, yeah. We kill them too, without knowing. That's why some of the religious people, they put a mask always in front of their face so that they don't inhale. The microbe is all over in the air. For example, Africa, there was a country, and the king of that country always wear a mask for his nose. Maybe it's from the ancient wisdom, you know? The king of Africa, some of the country, they empower the king with all kind of magical power and wisdom. After the king and born, he is virtually a priest, the high priest. At least he understands what's going on in your mind and who are you, where you come from. The king there is very powerful, not only in secular field, but in magical field. He knows everything. So maybe it was from the very wise tradition that the master of the old time can see all kind of invisible beings in the air. So, of course, he advised the king, also virtually a priest of high order, to protect himself from the bad karma of killing. Yeah, of course, whatever you can minimize, you minimize. All the Jain, they cover their mouth and their nose all the time with a mask to avoid killing, not deliberately sentient beings. So you see, everything makes trouble for us, everything. Even the air we breathe, the water we drink, and even the glutamate is made from microbes. They produce this kind of chemical substance, which we use as glutamate. So, you see, so wherever you buy glutamate, even, you must ask from what is made. Sometimes they made it from fruits and mushrooms kind of thing, then this is safer for us. Everything in this world makes trouble for us. So accordingly, we try our best to live a very non-violent life and not deliberately hurt or kill anyone or any sentient beings. And that is already very good. We go the middle way. You know the story about the monk with the cow? Huh? There was a monk, renunciate. He lives alone. Yeah? And he has only two kind of lawn cloths which he wrap around himself, live a simple life, you know? And he have a jug of water and a begging bowl. That is all the monk should have. And then he has two sets of clothes, one to wash and one to wear, okay? But always there is a rat who comes and always bites his clothes while he was hanging to dry and then make holes in his clothes and he can't wear it. So he always have to go out and beg for a new piece of cloth again. And so sooner or later, a cloth merchant was very upset. You always come to me, and I have a new cloth, and a few days later, you lost it. What's happened? I can't continue giving you forever. You have to tell me what you do with the cloth that I gave you just last week. They said, the rat always come and bites my cloth and make it a terrible mess, and I can't wear it. I'm sorry, that's why I have to come and beg you for another one. Not that I'm greedy or try to bother you, but the situation is like that. So the cloth seller advised him, "Ah, that's very easy. You get a cat, I give you a cat, and then the cat will take care of the mouse." Very easy. So he gave him a small cat. Huh? Just have a small cat, bring home, and then the cat will take care of the mouse. So the monk carried the cat home. But then the cat wants milk and all that. So he has to go out and beg for milk. So the cat can survive. And after many days of begging for milk, the milk seller fed up. Said, "Why? You only want and you ask for so much milk every day. Well, what happened to the milk that I gave you yesterday? You shouldn't have finished it so quick. If you drink only a two or a cup of tea, why you need so much milk?" So the monk confessed to him that, "Well, my cat, you know, she drinks the milk." Okay, so then the milk owner feel very sympathetic for him and said, "Okay, never mind. You just keep a cow. Yeah. And then you can milk your own. And you don't have to go so long distance and ask for milk anymore, and it's always fresh." Well, the monk was helpless. Okay, so he took the cow and tend the cow. But then the cow needs grass. Sometimes the cow needs the hay to eat and grass. So he has to go out and beg for hay. And grass and things like that, and for the cow. And after some time, people say, "Hey, why don't you cultivate your own field, and then you have enough hay for your cow? It would be very good. Then you don't have to go begging all the time. In summer, it's all right, but in winter, when you go out begging for hay, people don't give you forever. Also, it's very difficult to go out in winter and so cold like that, and then beg for hay. So why don't you cultivate the field?" Okay, so that's what he did. But to cultivate the field is very difficult for men alone. So people suggest he marry. Give a wife. So now you know. You know the rest of the story. That's the problem with having one thing after another. That's the Hindu story. Because a monk doesn't know how to cultivate in the field, so he has married the farmer wife. And then he has kids and all that, and then the field grow bigger and bigger, and then he begin to have personnel, working for him, and then pass on and have children and all that, and then he's expand like a nation. So sometime later, his master came back and stood in front of a big village or big town, you know, and everything is owned by his small little monk disciple. He left him just a few years, and he came back facing like a small Maharaj. Yeah, real Maharaj. It was a very funny story. We never can finish taking care of this world. We can only try our best, and that's it. When I first left my husband to go to the Himalaya, it was painful too. But because I see the whole world has more pain than I do. So that comforts me. That makes my pain very small in comparison to the whole world suffering. So I continue to walk my way.
Hello, Master. Thank you for coming. You were saying that it's not good to mix meditation methods.
Yeah.
I was wondering, what happens if you are together very closely in a relationship with somebody who practices a very different method, like Kundalini?
Then let him practice his, you practice yours. Mm-hmm. Each one level is different. Therefore, each one has different teacher and different way of cultivating himself. Mm-hmm. Huh? Just like somebody go to kindergarten, somebody go to high school, somebody go to college, yeah? It's okay. Don't worry. Don't suggest yourself to any negativity or anything like that. All right? Just do your thing, protect yourself, and bless whoever come near you.
I'm also from Poland. It's a big blessing for me to be here. Mm-hmm. So I would like to ask you if you could help me with learning English, because I would like to read more in English, and I would like to listen to your lectures in original English. So if you could help me somehow with remembering, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because she has problems with remembering words and this kind of stuff.
If you cannot, it's all right. Yeah, we don't have to teach with language. If your faith is firm and you know the Master is real for you, there's no need to talk even. Some of the Master in the old time, they don't even talk. No, they're still okay. The disciples still understand. And if you still want to study the teaching verbally, then you may maybe organize some people who understand English, and then translate the books, the tapes into Polish. In that way, many more people are benefited than just yourself. Okay? Alright? There are many talented people in Poland. Slowly you meet them, and they will translate into your own language.
Well, thank you. I am from the Christian religion family. And yesterday you have been talking about the Christian families. People doesn't understand why I'm doing these kind of practices, why I don't belong to this religion where I were born.
Actually, you don't change your religion at all. You still belong to Christian. Because as I tell you, all the religion come from the same Guanyin source. You just say you are still Catholic, right? Just that now you pray to God more deeply. Eh? Sometimes you can get in touch with God directly. Explain to the people of Christian faith that to read the Bible doesn't mean to know God. To know God, we must know the word, which is the vibration. Because in the Bible, it states very clearly what God is. It says that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And the word was actually God. Everything was created from this word, and nothing that was created that is not from this word. Word is the ancient expression for the inner vibration, the inner sound, the inner music, the inner teaching direct from God. So if anyone cannot contact the word which is mentioned in the Bible, that means he has not yet truly known God. So all you do is you know God more deeply, more correct, directly. That's all. Otherwise, you're still a Christian. You're still Catholic. There's no change in you, no? You still can go to church and sing all the hymns and, you know, do anything you want. Okay? Except you eat the body of Jesus directly and drink the wine from him directly.
She is trying to explain them that it doesn't have anything to do with any religion. It is just a deeper understanding of God.
Mm-hmm. Just tell them they understand God differently, she understands God differently. It's okay. It's very difficult to make people understand. I know that. Mm-hmm. So, be happy that such a difficult thing to understand, you understand. I mean, you're very clever already.
Kuan Yin has came already to Poland, but when the master will come?
That's cute. That I have to ask God. When the time comes, I come.
Wir danken Ihnen für Ihre Anwesenheit bei der heutigen Folge von Zwischen Meisterin und Schülern. Es folgt nun Gesund Leben. Bitte bleiben Sie dran auf Supreme Master Television. Wir wünschen Ihnen friedliche und ruhige Tage. We thank you for your presence on today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Healthy Living is up next. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. We wish you days of peace and tranquility.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.